Saluting local legends. This is the Wheat Belt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. MeridenFitness.com.au.
Good morning. It is the Wheat Belt Sports Show on Triple M. Of course, it is a long weekend with WA Day on Monday. Dan Hobley over there, Terry Seaver over here. Morning.
Hello, Terry. Good morning for a Saturday, mate. Great to be here and outside. The weather's not too bad at this stage and beautiful to be on the main drag of Northern, mate.
Been pretty fresh the last few mornings, hasn't it?
It's been walking through a sea of fog and beautiful 2J going to work in the mornings. But like I say, mate, just another day in paradise, as I say, as Phil Collins would famously say.
Yes, I think we play Phil on Triple M. Dan Hobley and Terry Seaver here. Of course, it is a long weekend, so if you're travelling, double demerits this weekend. Please do the right thing on the roads.
Absolutely. Can't stress that enough. It's not worth it. You need to be getting there safely, and we certainly implore that people wear their seatbelts and please slow down and save lives. And you don't want to be giving away any money that you don't have to give in regards to points.
Keep it for yourself, certainly. Tell you what, there is a lot going on this weekend throughout the Central Wheat Belt. The Beverley Tractor Pool is happening tomorrow. So that's from 10 a.m. at the Beverley Racecourse. Quarter drive-ins are back. The Nungarran markets are on this weekend, and also the 2J Fibre Festival.
Yes, 2J Fibre Festival, which will be happening tomorrow on the main street on Stirling Terrace. So, I've been very much a part of putting that through the approval process. And, as I say, the event itself I think will be absolutely fantastic. I think we're expecting a little bit over 7,000 to 8,000 people. We've got for the Moondyne Festival was a bit over 7, so we're really hoping that the tourism explodes out there at 2J again and does all the right thing and people can get on and have a good time.
Also, racing is back at Northam on Monday. We're going to catch up with Darren McCauley later on. He'll give us a bit of a preview of Monday's action in the Thoroughbreds. And also, BT along from the Central Wheat Belt Harness Racing Club, pacing back tomorrow.
Yes, hoping to back a winner down there. It's going to be interesting just to see what will come through. But obviously, a beautiful family day out there at Kellerberrin, and great racetrack, great town, great people.
And of course, footy and netball all covered. A lot of associations are having breaks this week because of championships or just having a general bye for the long weekend?
Yeah, looking after each other out there in a lot of the football, netball and hockey leagues. And I suppose just at the end of the day, the associations are just doing what they need to do and to get through the season and complete it. And it's probably not a bad thing for people to have a bit of a freshen up at some stage.
It is the Wheat Belt Sports Show on Triple M. And we're doing a thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. 24/7 access for members, meridenfitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheat Belt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. MeridenFitness.com.au.
Long weekend edition of the Saturday Sports Show around the Wheat Belt on Triple M. Doing it thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Great opportunity to get yourself into shape there on Bates Street in Meriden. MeridenFitness.com.au. Dan Hobley. Loving that we've got the extra day off.
Loving having the extra day off, mate. And we have a special guest, as always. The main man himself, the man about town.
The tenderiser,
Andrew Quinn from the Northern Golf Club has joined us. Quinny, a very good morning to you.
It is a good morning. It's Saturday. It comes around quickly, like we say every week, doesn't it? They come around quickly, but it's Saturday, it's golf day, long weekend, and everything's happening this weekend. So we're looking forward to a little bit better weather than last Saturday, because she wasn't the best for golfing or anything last weekend, was it?
Probably the last couple of weekends, really. Probably two or three.
Good rainfall, though.
That was a drama. Like Saturday, there was a lot of rain in the afternoon and then sort of bucketed it down in the evening. So it was made the conditions on the golf course not the best, but I think a lot of clubs out there struggled through it. There was a few clubs that sort of stopped and started during the day and that sort of stuff. And I must say, Northern, our club, on Saturday only had about 9 starters. So the rain kept a few blokes away there, Dan. So today, hopefully there's no rain. Tomorrow it's coming, I reckon. So we can rain tomorrow as much as it likes.
Who finished? I suppose 9 blokes.
9 blokes. So if you're always try and have a top 10, but we had a top 9 this week. But we had a new bloke, Trent Frost, rocked up for his first game of golf at Northam this year. So he's played before. He's a local accountant from RSM Bird Cameron down there. Very nice fella, Trent. He slayed the field and got 38 points, mate. Had a big day out there. He's on a bit of a good handicap. Big handicap, and that won't stay that way for a while, mate. I was playing with him, and he's saying too many fives for threes, and there's too many big points coming up. And he played pretty well. And Max Hubble had a great day out. Maxi boy, yep, our man down there, the Phil Mickelson lookalike, finished with 36 points.
Is he still running the bar there?
Occasionally, he likes getting behind the bar. He likes the other side of the bar as well, he does. He likes the other side of the bar as well, Max. So he had a good day at 36 points, so they did well. So, again, 9 players, well done to those guys that fronted up, and it sort of was just a good day around. We got a little bit of rain and a bit windy, but we finished off, and the Wednesday golf just gone. Our man Mick Battersini was on fire again, 40 points for 18-hole Stableford, did pretty well, and the veteran Steve Dinker at 34 points. So that was last Saturday's, and Wednesday's results just gone. The ladies had Tuesday, sponsored by Kevin and Julie Smith, very good sponsors of the club. They had a pairs day. Jenny Becker and Shirley Smythe ran out winners, very good score, 46 combined points. And Liz Sullivan and Jess Hall, she seems to be the form golfer. Last 3 weeks she's been in the money, and they were runner-ups, so well done.
Lucky you called Max Hubble Phil Mickelson and not John Daly.
Yeah.
Well, he probably turned into John Daly if he spent too much on the outside of the bar, I reckon.
Big John's a right and a left.
He's not so big anymore. Didn't he have some surgery?
Not quite sure. His young fella plays golf at the moment.
I was going to say that.
He hits a good ball on the wall. He hits a big ball as well.
I think he actually can hit it further.
Yeah.
So some footage I've seen that he can outdrive his old man. He's absolutely gun. Very, very similar.
Father-son rule.
Very, very similar hairstyle and just all-round attitude, I think.
So. Well, Marty John used to have the cigarette in his hand walking around carrying on all the time. So if he...
Absolute gun, though.
Very good golfer in his day. Very good golfer in his day. So today's game is our monthly mug, talking about drinking and smoking and that sort of stuff, which we don't really like doing, do we, Terry?
We don't encourage smoking.
We encourage responsible drinking.
Podcast license.
Monthly mug sponsored by Maury Fields down at the mill down there. Well done to Mick Woodike and his team down there. That's a stroke event today, and it's also a draw event, so it's good to have a draw. So you get names get drawn out of the hat, so you get to play with different players. So that's going to be... a good day today down there, and the ladies play on Tuesday after a long weekend for the Quinn's Gourmet Butchers Meat Pack.
That's the biggest ticket in town.
They'll have a cracker field there. They'll all be coming out of the woodwork, those ladies there. So looking forward to that. Couple of events coming up in the next few weeks, if we can quickly run through them. On Northam on the 13th and 14th, which is the following week, is our first of our Gold Leaf events. It's a two-day event, the Springfield Cup, so... that's one of the ones that you want your name on the board out there. So looking forward to that. And then the weekend after, this is a big one for the Meckering Golf Club. The 19th is a Warn Points Day. It's sponsored by the great people at Boker Machinery, which you know very well, Terry. You're telling me up there with Andrew the other day.
Stuart, Tim and Andrew, great family out there out of Wongan Hills.
Big community people. That's a two-person Ambrose. 11 o'clock register, get lunch and tea. Over $1,000 in prizes up for the day, boys.
Yeah, it's a fair whack.
It's a fair whack out here in the bush to be having a good day out there. The ladies, Cundon and Ladies Open Day is Friday the 11th coming up as well. And Friday the 18th, which is two Fridays time, mate. We'll keep our date on that. That's the first of the 9-hole, 3 o'clock afternoon fixtures coming up there, boys.
Quinny, how many people would you expect traditionally for the two-day for the Springfield Cup, usually, numbers-wise?
Numbers-wise, you're probably just going to get the Northern crew because a lot of the other clubs have their days on. It's not till you get the open days where people start travelling around the place, and they're going to start probably July, the Springfield Cup. If we're lucky, we might get a couple from out of town, but predominantly it'll just be the Northern crew that'll play those 2 days. And... course is looking good. A little bit of rain at the moment. They've got our new mower, so we're looking forward to that. And hopefully the boys will be out mowing the off.
Is it tend to play quicker when it rains? Or what's the story with that?
No, probably if you might want to get out of the rain quickly, but not really. It's a bit slow.
All right. Lots happening at the Northern Golf Club. You can see them on Wood Drive in Northern, and plenty of other action from golf clubs around the Avon Valley. Quinny, always great to have you here on the Wheatbelt Sports Show.
Thank you, and good golfing, and hope everyone's had a great weekend.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M. We're back with more thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, meridenfitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. MeridenFitness.com.au.
Talking netball now, Dan, and we're heading over to the Central Wheatbelt.
We are indeed catching up with Shannon Waters for a Saturday morning. Shannon, great to have you back on the program and a very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Just take us through, Shannon, some latest news out there at the Central Wheatbelt Netball League, and have we got some results out there for us?
Yeah, so in what was a very, very wild and wet winter sport Saturday, something that we don't see often in our association, it was a very interesting game. So Bankubbin on 33 defeated Killarney 18. This is the game that I was at, so it was a very, very wet, windy, wild game, but nevertheless, good fun. Best player for Bankubbin was Nadine Richmond, also playing 150 games for the Bankubbin Netball Club. And Killarney best player was Gabrielle Severin. Nungaram were defeated 26 by Tamuckenbooten 43. Again, another outdoor game, very wet, I believe, as well. Best player was Chloe King. And for Muckambooten and Nungaran, best player was Hayley DeLacy. And then Beacon 34 defeated by Corder 43. So it wasn't, it was fairly close, really. Corder best player Charlie West and Beacon Renee Jenkins and Emily Junk. Yes. So that leaves Mucker still on top with the 28 points. Followed by Bankubbin on 20, Nungaran and Corder on 12, followed by Killarney and Beacon. So not a lot of changes there.
Yes, we could. It looks like some of those stronger teams are starting to flex their muscles as we push on through the season. Shan, this weekend looks like there's going to be some representative netball down in Perth at the Gold Netball Centre in Jollymont.
Yes, yes. So we have the Central Wheatbelt Netball Association is represented with one senior team heading down, 10 players in that team. They did have a run in at the regional carnival in Meriden 2 weeks ago and were very, very competitive, playing off in the grand final. So I do believe that they have a really good chance of being extremely competitive in their division and really looking forward to some great games down in Perth this week.
Shannon, you talk about that Meriden Carnival. I imagine that would have just been the perfect foil leading into, obviously, this association, these contests.
Yeah, it was. It's a fantastic opportunity. These girls are obviously represented from all the teams within the Central Wheatbelt Netball Association, so don't most of them don't ever play together. So it was a great opportunity to get to know how they all play and play together before they get down to association championships this weekend.
And Shannon, I imagine that it's a perfect opportunity to, you may not have it in front of you, but, let people know where they're playing and also, get down there and support the girls. But also to the coaches and volunteers, these things just don't come together overnight. I imagine there's been a huge amount of work that's gone in to get the ladies down there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I have to say a big thank you to Jessica Collins, who is actually coaching and playing in the team on the weekend. She does a mountain of work in getting our team together and to be able to go down there, from organising the bus to the accommodation, to organising a group of girls to coach on the weekend as well. So, we've got Megan Beakley put a hand up to umpire for us down there, which is another job that's, quite thankless sometimes. So very grateful to her. And we've got Pam McClure going down to help manage. So, we've got a great little association where everyone chips in. It'll be really, really great to see some competitive netball.
It certainly will, yeah. So Gold Netball Centre, if you're in Perth, get along Selby Street in Jollymont there, just west of the CBD. So today, 3 o'clock, Central Wheatbelt Netball Association taking on Boddington. That game at 3 p.m. Another game at 2 p.m., Central Wheatbelt taking on the Geraldton Netball Association. Then tomorrow, Central Wheatbelt Netball Association taking on Geraldton. And then later tomorrow, they're taking on the Yulgarn Netball Association. It's a bit of a rivalry there between the regions here in the Wheatbelt. And then on Monday, just the one game taking on the Belmont Netball Association. So it looks like a full calendar this weekend.
Yep, then hopefully followed by the grand final playoff on Monday afternoon.
fingers and toes crossed. Shannon Waters there from Central Wheatbelt Netball Association heading to Perth today for the big championships, the Fuel to Go and Play Association Championship. Good luck and hopefully get some fruit.
Thank you.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M, and we're doing it thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, meridenfitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends, this is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. meridenfitness.com.au.
Time to talk Mortlock Football League and Dan Hobley doing the honours.
Mate, I love it. Absolutely love it. Representing the Mortlock Football Association. And, mate, you blink. Absolutely blink. We've already completed 7 games. Obviously, we missed a game earlier in the year due to COVID. But we're up to round 8 this weekend. So we're going to be sprinting through the fixtures this morning for a Saturday.
Some leagues are having a break because of the long weekend, but it's business as usual in the Mortlock.
Yeah, no, business as usual at the Mortlock. I think we're in a position of where our fixture's probably a little bit different to others, but we're going to be keep on cranking through and let the others, you know, make their decisions around the place. But let's just reflecting on the let's reflect, Terry, on the results from the previous weekend. We have Dow Wallonu, as I reflected on the Monday morning, obviously this week. Dow Wallonu, 6-14, I should say. 50, they went down to Gingin, 10-4, 64. So Gingin back on the winner's list there for that game of football. And Dow Wallonu certainly an improving outfit over the last 2 to 3 weeks, which is good. Darren Wiley, 8-16, 64. They drew with Mora. 9-10-64. So that was a great game of football, the first draw that I've seen within those leagues, as I mentioned on the Monday. And then the Sunday's fixtures, we had 2J and Killingery. 2J, 17-16. Too strong for Killingery, 11 goals, 3-69. And Wong and Balladieu on that Sunday, 19 goals, 721. They look an impressive outfit. Took down a injury-depleted Gemelling, 10 goals, 6-66. So that's the results from the weekend, Terry, from the round 7. That has obviously been before us. Just before we go to the round 8 fixtures, or actually I might even just do them now. On the Saturday being today, of course, Terry, the Cervantes league side will come up against Killingery. So had a chat with, had a couple of beers with some good mates of mine up there at Killingery after the game of football on the weekend. And they're certainly getting themselves fired up for this weekend against Cervantes. Cervantes are pretty good at home, but Killingery certainly are putting in their best side.
This is Cervantes' second trip to the Mortlock League. And of course, your boys gave them a bit of a touch up early this season.
Yeah, look, they're a very good league side. I think they're a better reserve side than they probably, you know, gave themselves credit for. I think they were outclassed on that day, but they're still certainly a powerful football club. Playing at home too, Killingery beyond the road. Speaking to their president, as I said on the last Sunday, you know, pretty, you know, fired up to get a good side on the bus for the reserves and their league side and go up there and try and get an away scalp. But that should be one of the games of the round, really, because Killingery, you know, up and about the last couple of weeks, and Cervantes obviously needing a win from their season's point of view. So that's being played today, kicking off at 2:10 this afternoon. And then the other Sunday games, Terry, we have a bit of a run through there. We know that Gemelling will be playing Dow Wallonu. Gemelling needing a win. Their reserve side and their league side have been hit with some major injuries, so have been struggling of late. So that's the first Sunday game to kick it off, and Gemelling will host that. And then in the other Sunday fixtures, actually really looking forward to that Gemelling and Dow Wallonu game because I reckon Dally could probably get up. And the other Sunday fixtures, Gingin will host Darren and Wiley. So that'll be a very, very up and about contest on the Sunday. And then, of course, 2J back at home, a fixture that I'll be well and truly involved in. We'll be up against Wong and Balladieu. And I'll tell you what, they've, in the reserves in the league, have certainly proved to be a pretty handy side. So we're really looking forward to the challenge. At home at the Den, we're in a position of where we need to protect that fortress and keep things going. But, yeah, I'd say that would probably be game of the round from the round 8 point of view, Terry.
And one of your pre-game speeches, you said to your charges that the difference between a good side and a great side is that a great side can win anywhere.
Yeah, and I'm a heavy believer of that. I think if you're gonna figure in the finals, and if you're gonna be, you know, have the potential to finish as high as you possibly can, we're having certainly a good run, the league and the reserve side. But we take nothing for granted at the 2J Footy Club, and we know where we're at, but we also know that you know, winning away from home is what we pride ourselves on, and you know, being a side that's respected on the road. So Yeah, look, you know, things are falling our way at the moment, but you can only really, you don't count your chickens too much and too early. So just having a look at the ladder too, Terry, just before we get back to having a bit more of a chat. So the current league ladder at the moment, Wonga and Balladue are on top. So it'll be a top of the table clash between both of the league sides this weekend. They're both 5-1. Wonga and Balladue with a percentage of 185.64. So both sides there on 20 points. Gingin assume third position. They're 4-2 with 16 points, a percentage of 114.68. Darren Wiley, they make up the top four. They're on 10 points, courtesy of that draw with 2 wins, 2 losses and a draw. Outside the top four, we have Gemelling on 8 points, bit of a log jam. Dawalanyu on 8 points. And then we have Kalingari on 4 points, and that rounds out the 7 sides that participate in the Mortlock Footy Association.
Mortlock, business as usual for a long weekend, so if you're in the region, get amongst the action today and tomorrow. Dan Hobley, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Terry. Great to be here, mate, as always.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M. We're doing it thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, meridenfitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. meridenfitness.com.au.
Plenty of racing around the place this weekend. Of course, racing, thoroughbred racing at Northam on Monday. And pacing is back tomorrow at the Central Wheatbelt Harness Racing Club. Dan Hobley.
Yeah, it is. And we catch up with BT. Brett Taylor is on the phone this morning. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, lads. Good to talk to you again.
Brett, talk us through, mate, what we need to be looking out for winners-wise and tips-wise.
Sure. So this Sunday, we've got one of our major meetings of the year. It's probably the second biggest meeting. It's the Northeastern Logistics Cup, which is sponsored by NM Trailers. So thanks to Noel Marnie and the family for their continued support. All the normal stuff will be on track on Sunday, the bar and canteen. Johnny Motion playing again, Connie the Clown, and that for the kids. Ice Cream Van, Bouncy Castle, the Lot, Tote Punters Club. So first race is at 12, so you can get there, you know, anywhere from 11 o'clock onwards, and the last race is just before 5. So plenty there for everyone this Sunday, and there's hopefully a couple of winners for everyone as well.
And so, no work on Monday, which means you can take it easy on a Sunday.
Yeah, that would be nice, but I've got footy Sunday and then back to Perth for the daughter for netball on Monday, so it's a pretty full weekend for me. But I'm sure anyone that's on track on Sunday will have a very enjoyable day, and as you say, they can have Monday off so they can go a bit longer on Sunday night and enjoy the festivities after the trots.
BT, probably putting you on the spot here, mate. Within the Northern, the Cup itself, Seeker Operations, a horse I've certainly heard of. You know, where's that going to sit in the field? Oh, I see that's listed as around about second or third favourite.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't be surprised if Aldo Cortopassi trying to drive and doesn't try and find the front. I think it has a bit of gate speed, so I would imagine from the draw, it should settle, you know, in a reasonable, if not in front, settle in a reasonable position and prove pretty hard to beat. That's actually the horse that I think can win the Northeastern Districts Cup is Seeker Operations. So you're not a bad pick there, Dan, for that race.
BT, some tips for this Sunday, please.
Sure. So as I just stated, I think that in the main race, the Cup, I think Seeker Operations is going to prove pretty hard to beat. Just purely, it's in good form, and I think from the draw, it'll certainly prove a tough nut to crack. So race 6, number 2, Seeker Operation. And my best each way, I'm going to go to a local horse in race 8, in horse number 1 in Soho Cash for trainer David Goulden. This horse has been crying out for a barrier draw. His exposed form's not great, but I think from the draw and the lack of depth in this field, and I see that they've put Chris Bake on to drive, which is normally a sign that he's going to be driven aggressively. So from barrier 1, I think at a reasonable price, I think so. Cash can nearly win race 8 this weekend.
Hopefully Madam Fortune can pay you a visit on Sunday there with some luck at the Central Wheatbelt Harness Racing Club. What time are gates open there, Brett?
Well, the first is at 12 this week, so I imagine that any time from 11 o'clock onwards, you better turn up and go to the canteen or send yourself in inside the bar. And the last race is just before 5, so yeah, I'm sure it'll be a fantastic day again this Sunday at Central Wheatbelt Raceway.
And weather-wise, BT, we're going to be going all right for tomorrow?
Well, I think so. I think it'll be a better day than last Sunday. And I think, yeah, unfortunately, while I would love the rain, I think this Sunday's going to be okay. Might be a bit cool. But other than that, I think it'll be a pretty good day for the harness racing at Calabarran.
All right, looking forward to more action there at Keller tomorrow, Central Wheatbelt Harness Racing Club. And BT, the last meet of the season for a little while.
Yeah, I think our next meeting is scheduled for August, so we get a little bit of a break. to regather ourselves, and then we go again in August, and then from there I think it kicks off again in towards the end of September for the new season. So a little bit of a break, a few weeks, and then back into it again.
Brett Taylor from the Central Wheatbelt Harness Racing Club, thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M. We're doing it thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, 24/7 access for members, meridenfitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends, this is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. meridenfitness.com.au.
Checking into the Avon Footy Association, Dan Hobley, and all games on a Sunday.
Yes, indeed. And Macca McNeil has joined us this morning. Macca, how are you?
Good morning, boys. Good morning, listeners. Geez, the Avon Footy Association got turned on its head last weekend. An upset from left field, the mighty Cunnington Magpies. And the derby, a real fiery affair, apparently. Yellow cards, red cards, getting handed out like no one's business, apparently. But, Teller Tamman had the match of the day with just getting over Beverly. But, certainly liven things up, Rowdy.
Macca, we'll kick things off with the, obviously, with the local derby, or derby, I should say. Fetties, I tipped. Didn't come through, but, you know, obviously gave a bit of a push there. 7-5-47 in the end. Northern Railways is too strong. 11 goals, 9-75. And that was your tip, so I owe you a beer, son.
And with the derby, mate, you've been in WA long?
I can't actually believe I said that, to be totally honest with you, Macca. I lived in Victoria many years ago. I must have turned into one of those. It ends with the Knicks, put it that way.
I reckon Fetties might nearly have been up at three-quarter time, but a big finish by Railways, 11-9 to 7-5. Railways getting the job done. They won the Rezzies too, 13-6 to 7-6 as well. But as I said, the fair old fiery affair. There's I read some notes about some of the Petty's boys are on the receiving end, but haven't heard about how the red cards got on. But Railways have got the bye, so some of those boys might have a double bye. But the Petty's got a front up again tomorrow. But congratulations to Railways. They go into the four. They get their second win of the year. Poor percentage, but. Back on the winner's track. One more will be happy there.
We go to the fixture that surprised a lot of us. I'm going to put my hand up and reckon that York would have had a fair few blokes out with a scoreline like this. Cunderdin, 16 goals, 602. They got the jump in the opening quarter, 4-1-25. York just kicked the 3 points into halftime. Cunderdin led 8-2-50 to York, 2 goals, 4-16. What did you make of it, Macca? Obviously a big surprise, but a bloke by the name of... Rogers kicking 6 goals, certainly a pickup out there for the Cunderdin boys.
Big Toddy Rogers, aka the Salmon Gum. He's kicked six for at least 2 weeks in a row. Has Big Toddy, brand new dad. Congratulations to Cunderdin. No, you can only beat who fronts up. Cunderdin undefeated at home this year. We wouldn't have said that. They didn't win a game a couple of years ago. Last time we played foot in the Avon. But boy, they touched up the ladder leaders. They are no longer undefeated on top of the ladder, York, and they've actually slipped into second spot with that loss. But Cunnington, they came out firing, and Coach Fulgrave has got them playing pretty good footy. They must be implementing his system. But yeah, York had what they normally do to other sides, a really fast start, really got on the receiving end of that one. In the reserves, York won that one 12-14-86 to Cunnington 6-4-40. Look out, here comes the Magpies. And the game of the round was at Keller Barron last weekend. Rowdy, Keller Tamman versus Beverly. These two sides go way back, and this was an arm wrestle all day. Eventually, the Cats got up by 5 points. It was a couple of league changes in the last quarter. Dave Smith kicking 4 goals for the winners. Congratulations to him. But some big boys from Beverly, and they just keep on keeping on. But they gave one up here, and Cats joined them on 12 points in the league. Very similar percentage. Cats got a couple of games in hand. So
Very interesting there. A bit better show by the Candida, by the Beverly Reserve. They kicked four goals this week. They've been struggling to score the last few that they did. Let Keller, Tam and Rezzi's 12-13, 103. And they are the surprise packet, I must say. Keller, Tam and Rezzi sitting second on the ladder. New coach Brett has got to them. Brett Taylor has got them playing some pretty good footy.
Yeah, and leading
our man BT there.
Yeah, he's stepped up. He stepped up. He's coaching the twos. He's got a good mix of some very young and some very old. So, which is what you need in Rezzi's.
Macca, Quirrating had the bye, and we lead ourselves into the round nine fixtures for the Avon Football Association, and Cundinan will be up against Quirrating. Now, Quirrating coming off the bye will obviously have some fresh legs. Cundinan with some momentum. This will prove to be quite a decent game of football concerning round nine.
It is. Big day down at Cundinan. It's got one of their major fundraisers, the Reverse Shuffle. Don't know if they've sold all their songs. I think there's 100 songs gets out there. The last song played on the night wins $600, I think. Congratulations to them. You don't have to listen to all the songs. There's going to be some crap ones in there. there'll be the dump button, but they'll get through it nice and quickly. And an Italian night as well. This is a traditional foes, kind of versus Quirrating. And I'm going to tip an upset, boys. I reckon Quirrating coming off a bye might just be a little bit too slow. A bit heavier legs, perhaps. Cunningham put their crop in, their community crop, Thursday and Friday. And Cody Forward, who's instrumental around the club, plays his 100th game as well. So, Cunningham, do it for Cody, boys.
Macca, we'll rip through the rest of these fixtures before doing a quick ladder. Fetties and Beverly, mate.
Yeah, big game at Fetties. Really important day for the Fetties Footy Club. It's Kane's game. Just remembering Kane Donnelly passed one year ago today. All the Fetties boys are wearing black armbands, and congratulations to the Footy Club on this initiative. Really sad occasion this time last year, and hopefully this will be an annual game. But big enough for Fetties, I think Beverly will be too good for that. Keller Tamman versus York, played in Tamman. I reckon it might be the first game played in Tamman. York, I think Keller Tamman might be a bit beaten up on this one. York will, as you said, Rowdy, might get some players back. And if they do, they should get over the Cats because they gave them a fair old spanking early on in the year. York for mine at Donlan Park. Railways have the bye.
Ladder-wise, Macca will wrap things up. Quirrating sit on top in the league with 20 points. York in second position on 20. We have Beverly in third position on 12. Keller move up to fourth spot there on 12 points. And outside the top four, we have Cundinan gathering that momentum, as we've spoken about, on 8 points. Northern Railways on 8. And Fetties yet to have a win for this season, mate. So that wraps things up.
It does. I do mention next weekend will be a massive day. It's obviously Reconciliation Weekend. It's a Doug Lickle dream time at the G. Is that tonight? Or it might have been last night. I can never remember if everything's going on. And it's Indigenous to Doug Nicholls round. It's fantastic. Reconciliation Week, as I said. And at the Derby next week, Saturday, June 12th, Stephen Michaels will be in the house. He'll be in Northern. He'll be at the Henry Street Oval. Paul Magumba from Stephen Michael Foundation and Troy Cook will be there. DJ David Clear, one of the old boys from Footy Radio, will be there. Congratulations to the sponsors of that, which is Shire of Northern, Avon Valley Toyota, and the Wheatbelt Aboriginal Health. Get down there and see one of the greatest footballers ever produced. The great man will be at Henry Street Oval.
Yeah, one of the greatest football players not to go to the VFL. He wanted to stay right here in Western Australia, Stephen Michael, and I'm sure he'll be celebrated next week. Ian Macca McNeil, talking Avon Footy Association. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M. Doing a thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, meridenfitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. meridenfitness.com.au.
Second hour of the show. Good to have you with us on a Saturday. And don't forget, it is double demerits around the central Wheatbelt. In fact, around Western Australia. Wherever you are travelling, please drive carefully. We want to see you safe and well after the long weekend. And, of course, a day off for most people on Monday, WA Day. And, of course, racing is back at the Northern Racing Club. Dan Hobley.
Yes, BT, of course. He's all over that, as per usual. And, of course, the show, as you mentioned, Terry, all thanks to Meriden Squash and
Darren
Fitness.
McCauley.
Yeah, Darren McCullough, that's what I meant, yeah. Just getting my racing identities all confused, mate. As we mentioned, mate, Meriden Squash and Fitness Open 24-7, doing a wonderful job as our major sponsor, of course. But, yeah, mate, I'm enjoying this morning. We're covering all the sport locally for across the Central Wheat Belt and the Avon Valley, and I'm loving it.
Now, if you missed any of the previous shows, of course, you can catch up on our website, triplem.com.au. And later this year, you'll be able to listen to it on our brand new app, the Listener app.
Yeah, mate. Like I say, technology is a beautiful thing these days, and the apps are certainly getting it done within radio and TV and all that sort of stuff. So for the listeners to have all the access and the 100% access, get out there, get it downloaded, and get listening.
Get listening at the Listener app on your Google or Apple store there. So we'll check in with a couple of more footy leagues and... So netball leagues are going down to Perth for the championships. So we'll talk about that as well.
Yeah, of course. We'll catch up with our regulars on that front too.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show. Don't go anywhere. Triple M.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. MeridenFitness.com.au.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without our partners, Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, 24/7 access to the gym, meridenfitness.com.au. Dan Hobley, we are talking Northern Netball Association.
We are indeed. Leanne Hunt has kindly joined us. She is in the studio on a Saturday morning. Leanne, a very good morning to you. We have a lot to cover. Young lady, fire away.
Righto, where do you want me
and
to
you're
start?
You're all rugged up with your beautiful blue Wheatbelt Flames jumper.
Yes, memories. But yeah, heading off to Association Champs this weekend. So all of the training that we've been doing over the last 5-6 weeks is all coming to a head for today, starting today anyway, over the weekend.
So before we get on to that, because we've got the fixtures in front of us for today and the duration, let's reflect on some results and anything else you can bring us up to date with.
Sure, no problems at all. So now we're a third of the way through the season, and we had a top of the table clash last weekend in the juniors, and Renegades beat the Shooting Sharks. So now Renegades stay top of the table for that. In the senior division A, Jets are on top, undefeated. Reserves, we've got Renegades, and then Senior B, Renegades as well. So as I just said, Junior A, we've got Renegades again. They're very, very strong this year with all their players. They've done a fantastic job in getting their teams up and ready. And in the Junior B, it is the Bull Sharks. So yeah, it's pretty good.
Have you reflected on the juniors so far this year, Leanne, the netball that you've seen? Have you been impressed? I imagine that it's been a...
Yeah, it would have been a hard slog for the coaches to get them up after having a whole season off.
Yep.
That has reflected in the way the kids are and the development and stuff like that, unfortunately.
Yep.
But that's okay. They're coming along as the weeks go by, and the more training they get under their belt, the better. So hopefully by the time we get to the end, they have got something out of the season
You wouldn't think it either, but with kids, because naturally you think they're going to be fit, but there is that fitness factor, isn't there? Because I imagine the second half of the season that they're going to be getting a lot fitter and a bit more able.
Yes, hopefully there'll be a bit more match fitness. Yes,
okay,
for sure.
I came out to some fixtures over the last couple of weeks, and there's been some pretty steady rain across our region. Gee, they're tough competitors. They play rain, hail and shine out there on the outside courts, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much rail, hail and shine, but bring in the lightning and it's everybody off. So, the junior games got called off.
Some got called off last
week. Yeah, they did. Round third, end of the third quarter. So they got a pretty good run, but lightning, that's it. No go. Everybody inside.
I think the ladies are tougher than blokes, to be totally honest with you. I've umpired a few games of footy with the youngsters and all that, and they all want to get off the field. But you've got to remember,
and the Jets are playing on grass. These ladies are playing on a hard court.
That's what I mean. You've got to remember that the netball ladies, junior, senior, or whatever, are all going to be falling over on some pretty hard stuff.
No, we don't fall over. We're pretty good.
But if you do,
it is very hard to fall over on the hard surfaces, whereas you footy guys, you just fall over on grass.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Get back up again. Soft.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm trying to say. I'm backing you in and saying...
Okay, that's as long as you're doing that.
Okay. Women are the better species, okay? Let's confirm that.
Let's sort this out off air later on.
Okay.
No, let's keep doing it. I like it. Loving the vibe. Now, leading on to... I'm sorry if you've finished there already.
Yeah.
Let's talk about obviously the 17s division that we need to cover. We're starting off with our contest between Northam are playing Carnarvon in the opening fixture. So I'm not expecting you to know everything about Carnarvon, but this is a magnificent opportunity for the 17s to get down there and show their stuff.
For sure. We've got a young team made up of 13, 14, 15, and I think one 16-year-old. Yep. So to be in the 17s division, he's going to be a hard slog, but I reckon they'll give it a red-hot goalie. We've got some great players that have been coming through with Felicity Oliver, a great defender of our association, along with Michaela Penno, who's a mid-court, very strong mid-court, who's developing nicely, and a new girl that hasn't played for our association before. This is Claire Manera. She's actually from Gemelling, so great pickup she has been. So, yeah, fantastic.
Yep. Very, very good. And you stole them from Mortlock. That's good to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, looking at these fixtures too, you look at Margaret River and you look at Perth and Leschenault. I mean, I expect that that Perth, Leschenault and Margaret River, obviously their population-wise, they'll have plenty to pick from. But I am very intrigued just to see how you go against other fellow regional centres like Carnarvon and Kununurra. I imagine it would be, yes, I know we want to focus on the ladies from Northern, but it would be a magnificent opportunity for the ladies of the North to come down and give it a go.
Correct. Yeah, they don't get a lot of carnival experience and stuff like that. I think they have a few northwest ones.
Yep.
But yeah, again, they're having to travel great distances just to play a game of netball against other people.
Flying from Kununurra to Perth is like flying from Melbourne to Perth.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't thought of it that way.
Distance. Yeah.
Oh, and just I think the different weather conditions too, and being within the city. I mean, I imagine
they're playing indoors though, aren't they?
No, we'll playing be outdoors. All outdoors. Yeah.
So it's a fair old adaptation. Yeah.
Argument.
No argument from me. Just I think there's always going to be a difference between the south and the north. And then we move on to, you know, how the finals and how that's all going to work. We've got the final being played on the Monday, the 7th of June, being the public holiday, but. Yeah, there's a bit of a zigzag in between how they all get there in the end, Leanne.
For sure. We will play against the other five teams through it once, and then it's a bit of a round robin at the end Sunday afternoon. I think it's 1 plays 4, 2 plays 3, 5 versus 6, something along those lines. And then that then follows in for Monday morning. Again, they switch and swatch until you've got the two top teams to play in the grand final.
Netball aside, in anything association-wise I've gone to, it doesn't matter if you're a kid or an adult, you always remember the friendships that you form, because you'll play against another lady or play against another bloke and you'll think, oh, gee, I hate their guts. But then you often leave the weekend or the week and you've become really good friends, and I think the respect level grows, and I think that'll be a great opportunity for the ladies too.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's what's kept me in netball is the friendships. So, yeah.
Was it friendships, flags and family? Or family, flags and friendships.
2018 Grand Final, West Coast Eagles.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. One of the great clubs.
Yes,
one
absolutely.
One of the great clubs.
No one would go for the Dockers, would they?
I don't think it's probably legal anymore in West Australia.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
It's a rule that we're starting to bring in.
Good to hear.
And Leanne, just before we go, you look fantastic. New haircut.
Thanks. Okay. And a bit of a colour in there to get rid of the silver. Yeah, a bit of silver. Yeah.
So just remember that I noticed and Terry didn't, so probably.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Looking good though.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Leanne Hunt from the Northern Netball Association. Good luck at the championships at the Gold Netball Centre down in Perth this weekend.
Fabulous. Thanks, guys.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M. We're doing it thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, meridenfitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends, this is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. meridenfitness.com.au.
Let's take a look at the Eastern Districts Football League, Dan.
Yes, Terry, thanks very much, mate. Look, there's a bit of a gap between the next lot of fixtures. We'll touch on that in a moment's time. We're coming off Round 7's results. We'll have a look at the league ladder to start things off. And at the present time, Hyde and Kalgarran sit aloft on top. They are 3 games clear on 28 points, 192.53 as a percentage. They've won 7 straight games out there at the land of the saint. And then we have the side that's in second position, the Narrabeen Hawks on 16. Coolong Condinan in third position on 16 points. To round out the top four, it's the Bruce Rock Magpies. They are sitting on 16 points. And then there is a logjam, Terry. We have the Tigers, the Corrigan Tigers, New Kearney Demons both on 12 points, and then the Burracoppin Lads on 12. The only side to yet to open up their account for season 2021 is Southern Cross.
Poor
Football
old Southern
Club.
Cross. What a fall from grace. I don't think I've seen a premier fall that hard the following season. And we know the reasons why. We won't go into those. But, look, it's still disappointing.
Oh, very, very disappointing. But just goes to show that the further east you go and they're in that odd position of where they're between the Goldfields and obviously the Eastern Districts Football League being so far out, that you tend to have to get a side in that's potentially a few more paid players. So, look, they'll be back, Southern Cross, and as you said, they've only recently won the flag, and now they're in a position of some real turmoil. But we're thinking of that club, and no one likes to see a side lose every week, so I'm sure at some stage they'll have a win or maybe a couple this year. And hopefully we can get one from this weekend. The fixtures, as I said, Terry, a little way away. We've got the Eastern Districts Football League bye for the June long weekend, which has been introduced as of today, being Saturday the 5th of June. And then we have the Great Southern Colts Carnival that's been taking place out there at Coolin within the Eastern Districts. That's a fantastic carnival. Over the years, it's been rotated between Lake Grace and Coolin, and that'll be on Saturday the 12th and the 13th of June, which is next weekend. So a couple of weekends off for the boys and ladies out there, men and ladies, I should say, out there for the Eastern Districts Footy League. And then the fixture will kick back off. The regular fixture will take place on Saturday the 19th of June when they introduce football and netball and hockey back out there in Eastern Districts. Barra will take on Coolin Condinnan. The Saints will be up against Narrabeen. That'll be a very, very, very good clash, that would be. I'd say they'll be the top of the table clash. And then we'll have Corrigan play Bruce Rock, and then Southern Cross will have a crack at the Demons for the last fixture.
How disruptive is it to the rhythm of a footy team having so many breaks? And, of course, we've got the other break coming up in July with the Nutrien Championships.
Look, I think sides will probably adapt not too badly. I don't think it would be too bad to have a couple of weeks off for a lot of blokes that got off tractors. And the ladies would have been very, very busy running around after doing their own farm work, and the ladies that obviously work and looking after kids and the whole thing. So I think it'd be probably a good thing for the league itself to have a couple of weekends off. And the Great Southern Colts Carnival, a lot of those blokes and ladies will be helping out, you would say, just especially there from Coolin Condinnan. They'll be heading down to help out with that to make sure the Colts Carnival is a success. So, look, obviously they've planned around it. They'll be making the most of those couple of weekends off and into the fixtures on the 19th of June.
Looking forward to getting some fixtures back in a few weeks' time, but enjoy the break if you are involved with the Eastern Districts Football League. It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M. It is a long weekend. Don't forget, it is double demerit points, so please do the right thing if you're travelling out there, and we bring it to you each week. Thanks to our friends at Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, meridenfitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends, this is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. meridenfitness.com.au.
Talking thoroughbred racing now, and off to Northern Race Club on Monday for WA Day celebrations, and the action gets underway from 10:30, so get amongst it for a bit of a day off. And to talk about the on-course action, I've got Darren McCauley. Darren, a very good morning.
G'day, Terry. Good morning to you. Happy Saturday, everyone. It's not probably a bad weekend, actually, is it, to sort of enjoy? We've got some great footy, of course, and the dream time at the Big O, of course, tonight. And can't wait for that. What a celebration that promises to be. And then a program of racing at Pinjarra, of course, on Sunday. I'll be heading off to watch my beloved Dockers, though, take on the Bulldogs at Optus. And then, of course, we're heading up into your part of the world, your wheelhouse, on Monday for, of course, this traditional day of racing, the public holiday Monday, which features the Northern Traders and also the WA Day Cup, sponsored by Damien's Plumbing there this year. So there's a stack to look forward to if you're looking at good racing and great footy over the weekend.
Yeah, Damien's Plumbing won the raffle. There was a bit of a raffle going on locally over the last few months, and they came out on top.
Sounds about like my tips, which are a bit of a raffle at times too, Terry, aren't they? Occasionally, I get the right one out of the barrel.
Darren, looking forward to having you back in Northam on Monday. So we've got an 8-race card, and of course, the feature race, was it race 6 and 7? We're casting an eye on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we see some of our young guns too, the established claiming apprentice, Lakhdar Romilly, of course, the young man who's become affectionately known as the Mauritian Magician. It's a bit of a sobriquet that Johnny Clayton, of course, had when he was riding. And it turns out, ironically, that he's the mentor for Lakhdar Romilly, who's been in wonderful form. And he'll be aboard one of the winning chances in On Red Alert, who will be looking to break its ducat. This track, of course, it's had a few goes at Northern without much success, but its form lately suggests that it'll be right there in the mix of it all. And the other one, of course, is young Jet Stanley, the 16-year-old, who is certainly destined for a very bright career in the saddle. He's a tallish lad, but gee, he's a wonderful young person too, and he gave a great exhibition to win the WA Apprentices Challenge on Wednesday at Belmont Park too. It was a plum ride to get True Attraction home to victory. He'll team up with Grant, Alana Williams and Travello in the Northern Traders. So they're a couple of our young guns, along with young Holly Watson too. So the junior riders look as though they might have been able to put themselves into the driver's seat with a number of their rides in the feature sprint race. And of course the mile, the WA Day Cup, well, that's a really tricky race. I think there's a number of chances there that are well and truly contained in the race. And one of those could well be Butterley Ladd, who was very, very good over the 1300 and then had no luck last start. So it's up against a good field, though, all the same, too. Deputano and So War, the great southerner, Friars Fantasia, Arnie's boy from the yard of Ash Maley as well. So with the return of British Bessie, who's a talented mare, you've got plenty of depth there to work with in the WA Day Cup.
Darren, I was just going back a few races on the card for Monday. Race two there, I see Adam Durant's got a few starters in race two.
Yeah, he certainly does. Garage Days, who, whilst I haven't really completed the form just yet, Tez, I'm considering that the way that this three-year-old's going at the moment with that lovely draw, it'll be hard to beat. But then again, you've got Pike and Cerise and White from the Durant stable on the Done Deal three-year-old in Special Deal. It's, of course, well-related. It hasn't shown much so far. It's a full to truly great, of course, the group performer for Bob Peters. But it's got to step up. And I think that Garage Days is certainly going about things very well. It'll probably finish up being one of my early picks in the day, too, if we're trying to dig around and find a winner in the first half of the card.
So last race, I think it was at Albany, placed third over 1,500 metres.
Yeah, no luck either. Got caught pretty wide there, but the two previous runs, very, very encouraging, as I say. And I'm looking forward to the fourth, the Purslow Tinetti Funerals maiden there. We see Critical Altitude from Neville Parnham stable, and it takes on Gorgeous Gus, who, gee, was a bit stiff there first up behind Nobel Knight here at Northam. So with Pike on board for the Casey team, expect there to be a fair deal of support there for Gorgeous Gus. But Critical Altitude is a horse that's got some ability, placed at a couple of runs to date from only the four starts. Looking forward to seeing what it can produce heading back into the provincial circuit there. So that looks an interesting tussle as well in race number four.
Racing action back at Northam this Monday. It is the WA Day Cup, so get amongst it. All the action trackside from around about 10:30 and in a full book of racing up until 5 p.m.
Best tip for the day is get down there and get your chompers into some of the beautiful delights of the Main Event Cafe. I go to a lot of race meetings, as you know, Terry, and I've got to say that the boys there at the Main Event, they are absolutely supremo when it comes to food of any provincial race course in this state, bar none. Mark and Gary, we always doff our caps to the boys too, because they make sure that when racegoers go to the Northern Race Club, they're absolutely treated like royalty in the Main Event Cafe. So that's my best tip for the day.
That's a very, very tasty tip. Thanks, Darren.
It is indeed. Yep, I'm nearly salivating here thinking about getting there Monday.
Racing back at Northam this weekend. Get amongst it on Monday afternoon. Darren McCauley, looking forward to having you back on course.
Look forward to being there, Terry. Thanks, mate.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M. We're doing it thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, meridenfitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. meridenfitness.com.au.
Checking into the Central Wheatbelt Football League, and gee, a few of our regulars, Dan, have taken advantage of the long weekend.
Talk about make me push the wheelbarrow this morning, Terry. Mate, he's not easy earning a dollar these days, I'll give you the tip.
Man, Yatesy, he's gone AWOL.
Yeah, mate, the great man, Luke Gates, not in this morning, but happy to fill the great man's shoes and see how I go this morning. But look, we'll just reflect on the last weekend's results. Beacon and Corder played off in a, well, bit of a bath there in the end. The Beacon Bombers well and truly getting on top of Corder 11-7, 73 to quarter one, goal 11-17. So that contest wasn't too inspiring, but in the end, Beacon getting over quarter reasonably comfortable. I think quarter not having the best year out there. Killarney in the other fixture, 7-4-46, in a much closer game to Bencubbin, 5-8-38. So Luke Yates, of course, he went down with a knee injury out there, and he won't say this, but obviously they missed him on the weekend and went down there roughly by a couple of goals. Mucker had the bye from last weekend. We'll have a look at the actual ladder, Terry, at the present time. Quarter on top on 16 points. Beacon are in second position on 12 points. Bencubbin on 12 points, and Muckenbooden on 8 points, and Killarney round out, they are on the bottom of the ladder on 8 points. So there's not a lot of, separating between fourth and fifth, other than a fair bit of percentage, but certainly locked up there in the points side of things. So, Terry, we'll move on to what's an interesting component from a lot of associations this time of year. They're having a break schedules that have been put inside their associations. The Central Wheat Belt is no different. They won't be playing this weekend. They'll resume on Saturday, June the 12th. So no footy today out there in the beautiful Central Wheat Belt. But when they do resume that on Saturday, June the 12th, Beacon will take on Killarney. That'll be at Beacon Town Oval. And Quarter will take on the mighty Muckenbooden lads out there at the Quarter Recreation Centre, with Bencubbin having the bye. At this stage, the team to beat would have to be Quarter, actually, because I might have mixed that up. I might have said Killarney or Quarter. But yeah, Quarter are the form side. They're on top of the ladder. They're 4-1 on 16 points. Beacon certainly have come out of their shell. 3 weeks ago, they hadn't won a game, and now they're in a position of where they're on 12 points. So yeah, the association is very, very even. That's what I love about this association, because it can just flip on its head. It's a top four design, and at the moment, you've got Killarney, who have struggled throughout the season, but they're sitting on 8 points, and their percentage is very, very poor, but they're still only one win out of the top four to play in a first semi-final. So at this stage, I would say at this stage, even though Quarter on top, Beacon would be the form side of the comp.
Beacon it is.
Yeah, I'm backing them in. The Bombers out there will only get better. Traditionally, they get pretty much a lot better the second half of the year. And it sounds like to me that Yatesy, along with his injury, that Bencubbin might have fallen off the pace a little bit there due to injuries. But it looks to me like it'll be out of Quarter, Beacon, and Bencubbin, that is, for season 2021. But you just never know. But at this stage, I'll back the Beacon lads in and to continue that rise up to the top.
So just a reminder, no regular fixtures this weekend. And, of course, the Colts Carnival happening in Coolin next weekend, so regular season will be back in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, it's June the 12th there for the Central Wheat Belt Football League. That's what it's been stated here, so we stand corrected if that's not correct, but I would say that's bang on. And as I say, we'll revisit the results to come up, and we'll go from there, mate, and be good times.
Central Wheat Belt League all covered here on Triple M. It is the Wheat Belt Sports Show. It's thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. 24/7 access for members. MeridianFitness.com.au.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Daniel Rowdy Hobley and Terry Seaver. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre. Members have 24/7 access to the gym. MeridianFitness.com.au.
Another Saturday morning Wheatbelt Sports Show coming to a close. Dan Hobley, it's been great.
Just like a newsreader, Terry, over here, just getting the pile of paper together, mate. No, I really enjoyed it this morning. It's always a privilege. And, of course, great to have our regulars on and our listeners tuning in. And just covering local sport, mate. That's what it's all about.
We're off to the footy very shortly. AFL, Triple M rocks football for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. We'll do the Saturday rub very shortly. But then three games today we're looking forward to. And, of course, it is a bye round, so there's less fixtures but plenty of footy action. St Kilda taking on Sydney, that game at 11:45 this morning.
Yeah, it's hard. Where is that being played, Terry, just quickly?
That's at the SCG.
So they're at the SCG. I'd go with the Swans on that one.
Adelaide and Collingwood at Adelaide.
Adelaide for me.
What about that advice during the week from the Chief Health Officer in South Australia, encouraging people to duck if the footy comes their way in the crowd?
No, it's just ridiculous.
Irresponsible, isn't it?
No, I think it's ridiculous. I think some of the COVID advice at times is almost laughable, and the consistency is very, very interesting from state to state. I know they all vary, but that is a ridiculous call.
And then the big one tonight, WA getting the gong, Essendon taking on Richmond, Dreamtime on the Swan. It's going to be a massive game.
Look, I hope, it's all been sold out, which is absolutely fantastic. And anything that we can steal off Victoria and keep, the better. So I have absolutely nil remorse for them losing a sporting event. So West Australia, Dreamtime on the Swan. Let's keep it.
Gavin Wanganeen and Michael Long, they're going to be doing the walk from Victoria Gardens. Now, I've lived in WA for years, and I actually had to look up where Victoria Gardens is in Perth.
I find it,
it's in Claysbrook.
Look, I find it very interesting how they've somehow the Vics have managed to get themselves into the picture. We're walking from Victoria Gardens, are we? God, they honestly, mate, you turn your back, you get a pin inside the old cushion.
Victoria Gardens.
It's just so standard of the Vics to do that. Like, just you're not hosting it. We're hosting it, so just bugger off.
Victoria Gardens in East Perth. In fact, Gavin Wanganeen spoke to the Rush Hour on Triple M in Perth during the week, and he was grilled about who he thought is the greatest Indigenous player of all time.
If you are at Adelaide Oval...
Oh, hang on. That's not the one. Sorry. Gavin Wanganeen spoke to Triple M Perth's Rush Hour during the week, and he was grilled on who he thought the greatest Indigenous player of all time was?
This is a real hard one. For me growing up, I loved Nicky Widmar. For, you know, a six-footer who was able to stand on shoulders of guys who are, you know, 6'4", or even taller, to do it consistently, he was a smooth mover, left and right, just such a poetic footballer who had it all. And, you know, the amount of footy that he put down Plugger Lockett's throat down at Moorabbin in his St Kilda days, would have handed him a couple of hundred goals alone. So Nicky Widmar was my biggest inspiration. I wanted to be like him.
Brownlow medalist Gavin Wanganeen giving Nicky Widmar a good...
Gav was an outstanding player.
What are you hearing there?
Oh, look, mate, Gavin Wanganeen was an outstanding player in his own right. Won a 1993 Brownlow medal the year for the Baby Bombers. Was obviously also part of that famous 2004 premiership side at Port Adelaide. Nicky Widmar, unbelievable player at St Kilda. Certainly up there. I think he's up there with the greats like Peter Matera. But yeah, Nicky Widmar. I've actually had the privilege of meeting Nicky. Had a couple of beers with him at the old Nibbing pub when he lived in Nibbing for a period of time. That would have been about probably 8-9 years ago now. But yeah, Nicky's in a good place these days and doing a bit of work for St Kilda Football Club. Yeah, certainly a sensational player at South Fremantle and a good Pingelly boy.
And a couple of games tomorrow, Carlton taking on West Coast and Fremantle taking on the Western Bulldogs.
Carlton will take on the Eagles at the SCG, so this will give the boys from West Coast an opportunity to beat a lesser opposition there. Still worries me though.
And Fremantle taking on the Doggies tomorrow to wrap it all up.
Yeah, look, interesting one. You'd have to go with the Dogs, surely.
Triple M rocking football this weekend. Dan Hobley, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Terry. All the best.
This has been the Wheatbelt Sports Show. Thanks to Meriden Squash and Fitness Centre, meridenfitness.com.au.